It's Tom.
Sorry for the delay.
Tom.
We have a busy bunch of legislators, and I didn't want to start our
Butlers
meeting without a committee.
Butler.
Yes.
Forum here. We're going to go down the published order, and we're going to hear public hearing on House Bill or House Joint Resolution 16. And we have one person signed up who came over 100 miles. I'm going to give him the courtesy of coming up first, Ben Boswell.
Okay, so I'll have to work. Yeah, you know. Well,
thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Actually, I'm sticking around for the rest of the day, but I never pass up an opportunity to go first. I'm Ben Boswell from Lostine in Wallowa County, and I appear today sort of on a personal slash professional note in support of this bill. In 1989, the students from Joseph Middle School and High School, where I was the science teacher, won the team award at the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair. So I want to pitch to support that as a very good example of equal opportunity access for students from across the state, and commend the sponsors and organizers for continuing this fine tradition and continuing the access of students from across the state to participate and achieve at this level.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Appreciate that personal testimony.
You're welcome.
Call up Jim Craven, Morgan Anderson, and Harvey Matthews.
In honor of the Blazers, they're all wearing black and red today.
We called each other.
I'm going to say, Mr. Chairman, one of us has a discernment problem for color. I see a blue blazer on one of these gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Chair Starr, members of the committee. Thank you for hearing this bill. The International Science and Engineering Fair is going to be coming to Portland, Oregon, May 9th through 15th of next year. And it's the world's largest pre-college science and engineering fair, with over 1,200 students attending, 300 student alternates, and it will bring over 3,000 out-of-town visitors to Portland. Distinguished guests will include Nobel laureates, government entities, and certainly industry supporters. It's an annual event, has 54 years of history, and sponsored by Intel. They give over $2.5 million in awards for special events. And the last time it was held in the Northwest was 1962 in Seattle. So this is a unique opportunity for us as a state and a region. They've already reserved 9,500 hotel rooms, and it's estimated that it will have an $8 to $10 million economic impact in our region. Some of their goals, of course, are to promote science, math, engineering education in our region. They recognize outstanding students from around the world and support them in their college opportunities. And for all these reasons, we want to recognize those students, want to have our state step up and recognize those students in the form of this resolution. And I appreciate your support of this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
Good afternoon, Senator Chair Starr and members of the Senate Committee. My name is Morgan Anderson. I'm Intel's Education Relations Manager, and I wanted to talk a little bit about what we're doing in preparation for bringing Intel ICEF to Portland. 2 years ago, Oregon hosted one statewide science fair at Portland State, and four students were awarded Best of Fair and received the honor to go on to participate at the International Science and Engineering Fair. And they were joined by literally dozens of students from other states. One state in New York, for example, would have literally 100 or more students participating at the International Science and Engineering Fair. We had 4 students. So what this has done by having us host the International Fair is really get us to move along and get more science opportunities for Oregon students. We had 6 fairs this year, and that was because we are going to host the International Science and Engineering Fair. We have a team of students that are going on to Cleveland this year. Team Oregon, we're calling them. They get shirts. And there's 24 students that get to go to the International Fair. Next year, we're going to have 10 science fairs in Oregon that will feed into Intel ICEF. So it's really spurred tremendous opportunity for all of Oregon students, not just the 1,200 students that are coming to participate in the fair, but the numerous opportunities for students in our local schools to be able to really take advantage of science inquiry, take advantage of local industry members as mentors, and get to compete at a very, very high level with scholarships and cash prizes. One other thing that this has done for our local students is by hosting Intel ICEF in Portland, we are going to have field trips for thousands of Oregon students to come to the fair, see it firsthand, have other outreach activities for them to really get them excited about science, engineering, math, and really spur our students to pursue excellence in these areas of education. So thank you so much for hearing this resolution, and I appreciate your support.
Thanks.
Thank you. Any questions?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Jim Craven from the American Electronics Association. This is at a time when it seems like every day all we hear is bad news about Oregon and bad news about education, and see Oregon, you know, exposed to public scrutiny in the comic pages and other things. This is an event that's going to literally put Oregon on the map in the right way as the host to the biggest high school science fair in the world. And just to reiterate, this brings kids from all over the world, not just the United States, to Portland, Oregon for a week. There's also 1,000 judges, and those will be a lot of them brought from our own universities here in Oregon and from industry, and interact with these kids. And it really is a fabulous event. And really the purpose of this resolution is to commend the students. And this resolution, if you know, passed through the body, will be, I'm sure, available at the fair and handed out to kids from all over the world to commend them from you as the legislature, to commend them for their excellence and for coming to Portland, Oregon. So it really is a great. I talked to one business executive who had the opportunity to attend the fair in prior years, and he said, next time I go to this fair, I'm bringing a pile of business cards because I want these kids to remember me 4, 5, 6 years down the road when they get out of college and maybe come back to Oregon and maybe work here. So it's an outstanding group of kids, and you'll hear a lot more next year. I'm sure we'll keep you involved and informed as to when it gets closer. So anyway, it's a nice resolution. It's something good about Oregon, and I commend your approval. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions?
Just a comment, Mr. Chair. This is actually a really big deal, and I did not realize that one of the funding recommendations that we have from the Workforce Development Committee in OCAD is to field teams. And when this idea came up, teams from throughout Oregon to ensure that we're well represented. And when this came up in our work group or our subcommittee, I remember saying initially, now why, you know, some science fair, why are we going to make this one of our big 6 or 7, part of our big 6 or 7 recommendations, and learned what a big deal actually having this event in Oregon is going to mean. I think you guys have done a nice job of explaining that, but this is a huge opportunity for us, and hopefully this isn't our number one priority in terms of our OCAD recommendations, but this is one is funding so that we're well represented from Oregon at the fair. I think would be great, and geographically well represented would be a great feather in our cap.
Thank you, Senator. And I thank you very much. It's been marvelous testimony. We're going to close the. Is there anyone else who'd like to testify on the bill? Not, we're close the public hearing and open the work session on HGR 16.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move H.R. 16 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Senator Farioli has moved H.R. 16 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Any discussion? Hearing none, clerk, call the roll.
Senator Farioli.
Aye.
Senator Morstad.
Aye.
Senator Decker.
Aye.
Chair Starr.
Aye. Having received the necessary majority, H.R. 16 is moved to the Senate floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Mr. Chairman, we should find some deserving Portland legislators that should carry this fine joint resolution, since their community will be showcased. Or Senator Decker would be.
Senator Decker, would you carry this bill, please?
I'd be glad, sir.
There you go.
Senator Decker, does carry it. We're going to open a work session now on Senate Bill 844. This bill, again, Jan, would you bring us a discussion of what we heard on the bill?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I won't go through everything Senate Bill 844 does, but essentially it establishes the Oregon Future Farmers of America Association in statute and requires the Superintendent of Public Instruction to appoint a state advisor to the association. We had a public hearing on this bill, and we heard from several FFA members who testified as to their positive experience in FFA. We also talked briefly about the cost of the measure, and it does have a prior referral to Ways and Means.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Senator Decker?
I move Senate Bill 844 to Ways and Means with a do-pass recommendation.
Senator Decker has moved Senate Bill 844 to Ways and Means with a do-pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Hearing none, clerk will call the roll.
Senator
Farioli. Aye.
Senator
Morstad. Aye. Senator Decker. Aye.
Chair Starr.
Aye. No letter to carry. We're going to close the work session on Senate Bill 844 and open the work session on Senate Bill 129. Jan.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 129, we heard this on the 10th, and it allows the State Board of Education to adopt fees for private career teacher registration and also fees to provide copies of private career student transcripts maintained at the department. Secondarily, it would also allow the Superintendent of Public Instruction to enter into contracts regarding the Tuition Protection Fund. Briefly, just to remind you, the Department of Ed regulates these private career schools, and should one go out of business, all the private career schools pay into this tuition protection fund. So if a student is going to a school that becomes defunct, they can now take money from the tuition protection fund and go to another private school and not lose their tuition. Right now, the Department of Ed has to go through a bidding process to find the school for the student to go to, and they're finding that it takes such a long time to find another school through this process that they would just like to be able to find a school and bypass the competitive bidding process. Also, when a school does go out of business, the Department of Ed is required to keep all those student transcripts, and so when they get requests for transcripts, they have to process those, and they're finding it's taking more time than they have the funds to do use. So essentially, this would let them adopt fees. And we got a fiscal impact statement handed to us just before we started, and it says it has a minimal expenditure impact.
Any discussion? Chair would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would move Senate Bill 129 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Senator Decker has moved Senate Bill 129 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Discussion?
Hearing none, clerk, call the roll.
Senator Dariola.
Aye.
Senator Morissette.
Aye.
Senator Decker.
Aye.
Chair Starr.
Aye. Having received the necessary majority, Senate Bill 129 is moved to the floor with due pass recommendation. And I'll carry this. We close the work session on Senate Bill 129, and we're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 75. Senator Morissette has brought us dash four amendments. Senator Morissette, would you like to talk to the dash four amendments?
Well, the dash four amendments would require the state, they're listed here, require the State Department of Education to adopt academic standards in health and to be implemented in the 04-05 school year. Requires that the health standards be based on the National Health Education Standards developed by the Joint Committee on the National Health Education Standards. Requires the Department of Education to provide training and technical assistance to schools. School districts on the academic standards, the 04-05, 05-06, and 06-07, and requires that the districts align their health instruction to the academic content standards by the 07-08 school year, and it directs the department to seek contributions of funds to assist in the implementation. We do have Rick Latour from the Department of Education here to answer questions if there are questions to him. Jenny Ehrlich was not able to be here today. Any questions to Rick Latour?
Please come forward.
And I guess my question would be, the question that's come up is, would the passage of Senate Bill 75 in any way interfere with the bill just passed out of the House Committee relating to the adoption of curriculum relating to health?
Chairman Starr, Senator Morissette, in essence, for the record, my name is Richard Latour. I'm the interim associate superintendent for the Office of Student Services at the Oregon Department of Education. My apologies. Chairman Starr, Senator Morissette, the two bills, my understanding of the previous bill, which I have not reviewed, is that it adds health to the list, somewhat paralleling this bill, but this bill provides the structure which we would use in order to actually adopt the goals or to adopt the outcomes that we'd be seeking for health education would be through your legislation.
You said it was a good bill.
I'm sorry I was interrupted.
Take my word for it.
The chair has the concern that perhaps the bills, we should look at the House bill before we move this bill. See, perhaps if we move this bill into the House bill, or whether they move separately. And for that reason, it's my decision not to try to move this bill today, but to wait on the House bill. And
excuse me, Mayor. Mr. Latour, would the passage of Senate Bill 75 in any way interfere with the bill just passed out of the House Committee relating to the adoption of curriculum relating to health?
Senator Starr, Senator Morissette, it's my understanding that it would not. But.
And it would complement it.
Senator Starr, Senator Morissette, I suggest it would, yes.
That was what he said.
When I was preoccupied.
So he is saying that this bill would be the vehicle to adopt the standards of the information passed in the other House bill. So I don't see it as being in conflict or being subsumed in the other bill. I think this is a standalone bill.
Appreciate that. There is
But of course I will defer to the wishes of the chair.
There is testimony that others desire to contribute, and so I'm going to not move this bill today.
Okay.
And with that, unless there's further comments or questions.
I'm sorry, there's another question I would like to ask.
Yes, please.
Would the passage of House Bill 75 in any way interfere with parents' rights to opt their children out of any health education classes dealing with sex education?
Chair Starr, Senator Morissette, absolutely not. They are not aligned or linked in any way. Those rights remain fully in force even when we change programs.
So nothing will change with this program? And those rights are
not related to student rights, no, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the testimony. It helps a lot.
Thank you.
With that, we're going to close the work session on Senate Bill 75 and adjourn the Senate Education Committee. Very good.